Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we are moving out of the month of March and into a brand new moon tomorrow, the 27th of March. And it's a new moon in Aries, which in astrology is the beginning of the year. So happy birthday, astrology. It's the beginning of spring. Easter follows and all of the beautiful flowers come up, as long as we have the good weather to produce it. And tonight we're going to be talking to all of you. So to call in and to ask a question with my guest, who is Frank St. James, the number is 888-429-5471. I have always said that Let's Find Out is for you everywhere, wherever you are in the world. And we are here to answer your questions tonight. Good evening, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. I feel great. And I'm ready to go. Ready to help out anybody that needs it. So,
well, we have a few that are calling in. I do want to say, though, that we are moving into April on Saturday. And I have to remind everybody that Mercury and Venus are both retrograde in the month of April. And although we are going to be very, very busy in April, don't expect to see anything really start to manifest until mid-May. So put in your time, go over all you need to do, and then get ready to make it good when we get past May 15th. Right after Mother's Day, I think you'll start feeling that what you've been doing since January will start to take hold and produce for you. My goodness, we have Nancy, and she's January 21st, 1956. Nancy, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
And where are you calling in from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Well, Frank and I are both from New Jersey. What town?
Pompton Lakes.
Oh, that's close. Frank, do you have a question for Frank, Nancy? What is your question?
I do. Do you see me moving to Florida anytime soon?
I see you getting ready. Right? You still haven't convinced yourself. But I'd say you'll probably be ready by the fall. I feel like you're going to be starting to plan it. I'm not saying you're moving around then, but you're definitely convinced that this is where you want to go. And I believe you're going to be very happy.
Okay, great. Do you know what area?
I want to say one thing, Nancy, that you're going to have a surprise when we get to that August eclipse that's going to absolutely convince you to go. If you're smart, you will go to the east side of Florida, because the west side of Florida would not be your cup of tea. You want to have some social life and going out and meeting people. So you want to move to Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, that area.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you for taking my call. Bye-bye.
We have Donna, and her birthday is December 25th, 1956 for you, Frank. Are you there, Donna?
Yes, I'm here.
And where are you calling in from?
Maryland.
Maryland. Do you have a question for Frank?
Yes, I have a question for Frank. Hey, am I going to have a social life?
Well, can you say it a little better than that, Donna?
I'm about to start dating after a divorce. After 35 years of marriage, and I mean, everything is new. It's not like it was before.
Not at all.
You know what, Donna? And I've been through a divorce too. I was lucky enough to meet my second and last wife. It took a few years, but I would give yourself a little space before you. You know, try to fill up a gap, and and give yourself a chance. And you don't want to be going into the same situation, as some people seem to repeat things as they if they enter that market too fast. So when is this divorce taking place?
Well, it's been more almost 2 years of separation, so it can go at any time now.
Okay. And, well, you know what? Now is actually a decent time to be looking around. I mean, they have a lot of social, try to join something, an organization or, you know, where the people have some of your own, feelings and about things that they do. There is a lot of them around that you can get into and enjoy the same things that you like to enjoy, and maybe that's probably your best bet.
I'm feeling somebody come along for you, Donna. It's going to be more towards the end of the year or beginning of next year, and you have Saturn coming into your sun next year because you're a Capricorn, you're an early Capricorn, so you're going to have some very nice changes, possibly a change of home, as we go into 2018. So good luck to you, and thank you for calling Let's Find Out.
Thank you.
And Frank, we now have Cindy, and her date of birth is April 12th. She's coming up, 1952. Happy birthday, Cindy, on the new moon of Aries.
Thank you very much.
Where are you calling
in? I really appreciate that, Elizabeth.
Where are you calling in from, Cindy?
I'm calling in from Ballston Spa, New York. It's up near Saratoga Springs, where we race horses.
That's right. That's where the old part of the Triple Crown happens. What is your question?
I have a cousin up there, too.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
This is a beautiful area up here.
Yeah.
What's your question for Frank, Cindy?
Okay. Well, I like to think of myself as an intuitive person. I've been into astrology for a long time, and I know Pluto is in Capricorn right now, and I'm very concerned over the Earth changes that are taking place, and of course, I've been listening to other radio station programs talking about the fact that it's not just global warming from people that are causing this, that there is something else bigger going on, and the Earth is heating up from the inside. This could be caused by a dark sun coming into our solar system, and some people say it's a planet X or whatever, but with all the weather changes that have been going on. I mean, we had spring weather in February here up in New York. It was unbelievable. And, some of the people that say it's Nibiru say that the seasons are going to start to blend when this thing comes closer in our solar system. And,
Let Frank answer the question, Cindy.
Huh?
Let Frank answer the question.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, before you get into all these people predicting this and that, you know, out in the Pacific, there was a lot of ocean volcano action for quite a few years. It warmed it up and actually dried out the West Coast. And apparently that's subsided, and now they're starting to get the rain, and so there's every few years we go through something, and I'm not pessimistic about climate, and yes, there's changes going on, the planet is the planet. And I remember back in 55, when I first became a lifeguard, and it was hot that summer. 56, July came, August ended and it was cold and there was nobody on the beach. I mean, you know, these weather changes change it all the time. So, and with the satellite, you know, they can predict a little better with it. But I don't feel catastrophic changes. There are places in the world that might be ready for it, but it's not going to be something. It's not going to be Armageddon, you know.
It's not going to be another planet hitting anything.
You know.
And what about the fact that the Earth's magnetic field is all in disarray right now?
It's in disarray because of the new energies that are coming from the double helix in the middle of the galaxy, and it's to raise our consciousness, and it's to eliminate that which we no longer need. So I think we're in recalibration, which I call destruction before reconstruction. Try to have some inner peace about this. It's all going to be fine. Right. We just have to get through it.
Right.
Don't you think, Frank?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'm always... I'm optimistic, but I'm also I study all this myself. So
good.
I think people are running around with their heads, you know, like Chicken Little. The sky is falling.
Yeah,
they are.
You
know?
And everybody's crazy right now, right?
Yeah, but if you just calm down and take it the way it is, you're better off.
Right.
Thank you for your advice. Trust in the universe. We're going to be fine. We're a part of a huge universe.
Thank you, both of you.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Genevieve. She's January 17th, 1943. Good evening, Genevieve.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Frank, where are you calling from? Where are you calling
I'm from Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yes. I have a question for Frank and Elizabeth, or both. I am helping settle a trust for a deceased partner in a business. I've discovered that his partner has been draining the money from the business, okay? And it's... Will the partner cooperate? I'm trying to get credit card statements and everything to prove that they were not business expenses. Or will he put the money back in the business or face embezzlement charges?
Do you have a lawyer?
Yes, we do. And I've already contacted the lawyer that I have proof that I'll be presenting to the lawyer this week. The partner has given me bank statements, but won't give me credit card statements that are in the thousands.
There's no way he's going to do it, Genevieve. He's going to face embezzlement charges, and he doesn't think you can prove it anyway. And he might try to skip town, so you better keep a watch on him.
And I agree with you. I agree fully.
Well, he has a chunk of insurance money when his father died with a stockbroker.
None of that has anything to do with what you're saying. Wait a minute, Genevieve. The only thing that's important is the business and what it does. So please learn something about law. Don't throw any extraterrestrial information into it. Just look at what you have to do with this situation. He will be forced to pay it back. You may never get the money, but you will get the ruling that it has to come back.
Hmm.
So good luck to you,
boy.
You have something in front of you. You can call Frank offline. Frank, what is your number for people to call?
973-882-7721. And I used to be a private detective because of because of my abilities, and I was taught by a 30-year Gold Shield veteran from the Boston Police Department. You know, one of the things he always said, never assume anything, especially when they're smiling when they're talking to you.
And never,
yeah, no, I have absolute proof. I've owned businesses. I know how to read the books. I know from the bank statements, and I know he's hiding the credit card statements. So I'm going to have the trustee order the credit card statements if he won't bring them forth. I know I'm right. It's just like you said, getting him to put the money back.
Get them ordered tomorrow. He'll never bring them forth. Never. Don't even mess with it. Just get them from the credit card companies.
Okay. But I will call you. So I know he's guilty. So do you feel he'll put the money back, or you feel he's going to run?
No, he's going to
run. Good luck, Genevieve. Thanks for calling. Let's find out. Don't forget, you can talk to Frank offline. And we have Karen, who's waiting for us, and her birthday is September 24th, 1960. Hello, Karen. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. This is exciting. I've been trying for 3 Sundays in a row.
All right. Where are you calling in from, Karen?
I'm calling from St. Charles, Illinois.
All right. What's your question for Frank, please?
Well, we have a lovely big home, and we're almost empty nesters, and we live in a bit of a chilly market, and we really would like to sell our home, and it's been on and off with 3 different realtors, and wanted to know if Frank or you can have any feelings of when we might be able to sell our home, or if there's anything we can do to help sell it.
Oh, let me tell you something. The best time that I feel is between June and September.
Wow. Okay. So that's
don't put it on the market now. But remember, I said everything is retrograde, so you're going to have to wait for the conclusion mid-May. I would put it on the market either by the end of this week, or I would wait until Mother's Day.
The thing is, it's been on the market, and we've been on and off the market for 2 years now. We have a lovely home. We just have a glut of homes where we are. And our taxes are very high, and we really need
that's
to sell
not
our
the
home.
Reason,
and
Karen, I'm going to teach you something.
Yeah?
You do not sell a home because of what you just said. You don't sell a home because something inside of you is not ready to let it go. I'm going to tell you that if you go down in your basement and you start packing it up and you start getting rid of what you're hanging on to, it is better for that sale of the house. That's what you need to do. You need to really put it in your mind that you're leaving the house. Start packing up. Okay? And your house will sell.
Frank, do you feel that way too, or is it still June to September?
I like June for you. I like between June and September. The other thing is that numerology-wise, you're in the 7th year of a 9-year cycle, and you're getting close to your 8th year, which is your best money year, or, you know, turning over things. So you're in a good year to get the information out and get it back to you. So you're heading into your best time to buy or sell. So, you know, I know it's been tough, but
if you want to wait until Mother's Day, you can, but you must put it on the market either by Friday, or you have to wait until Mother's Day, because Mercury is going to go retrograde, and it will be very not good for you to do it then. I hope you'll listen to the astrology, Karen. Thank you for calling.
Right,
let's find out.
Thank you.
Frank, we have a couple of more. We have Dennis. He's September 14th, 1952. Hi, Dennis. Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Elizabeth. I'm from Scituate, Rhode Island.
There you go. I love Rhode Island.
Do you?
Yeah, Bryant College. I went there for 10 years on spiritual retreat every summer.
All right.
And I had a detective agency in Providence. So.
Yeah, there you go.
No kidding. Hey, that's wonderful.
Yeah. What's your question for Frank, Dennis?
I'm just wondering, Frank, do you think that I'll ever be good enough to do readings?
Well, what have you, how long have you been doing, studying it? Or
I've been
right
following my psychic literature for quite a few years now, and I was just wondering if I was intuitive enough to do a good job.
Well, have you tried the tarot cards?
Yes, I tried tarot.
Well, there's. I'll tell you a good method. You separate your regular cards and the diamonds. The what deck? What kind of a deck do you have? First of all,
right now I have an angel deck. I did have a Rider Waite deck, but I got rid of them.
Well, I think you need some training, Dennis. I want to ask you a question. What's your meditation practice?
I need to discipline myself more. I do meditate.
Every day. If you do not meditate every day, you will never become that which you desire. Meditation and being a reader go hand in hand, and you will grow so much faster. So you really have to take at least 15 or 20 minutes a day to meditate, Dennis.
Right.
Dennis, I have two or three very simple ways to get started. And I don't know why you threw the cards away, but they're one of the best to start with, at least. But if you separate the suits and then just scramble them a little bit and put them back down and turn them over one by one, and whatever hits you as far as telling a story, after a while, you're actually doing a reading. You know, each different suit as it comes up. You know, the symbols, the colors, everything starts to generate in your mind, and you'll start to get a decent a conception of what you're doing. It's one of those things you can't question yourself, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you hang out with friends and stuff like that, so, you know. But
I did a few readings at a psychic fair, but yeah. I was wondering, I wanted it to be from God or from the angelic realm.
It's always from a higher realm, Dennis. You're being a little bit picky. You're not meditating. You're not going to tune into the higher realms until you do. And you have to develop yourself. I teach the tarot. I teach it all over the world. If you'd like to follow up offline, you certainly can do that.
Alrighty.
You do need.
Thank you very much.
I think you need a teacher to get you going. And of course, you have the ability to do it. You just have to bother to learn it.
Alrighty.
Yeah, you're not going to get a specific source until you've done it a while. But I always believe that God gave us all these gifts. If you don't necessarily have to, you know, and you just got to work with them. But don't
I know
expect.
I know everyone is psychic, but some people are more in tune than others. And I guess that's where the meditation on a regular basis comes in.
Right.
Well, the other thing is that I want to say to you, Dennis, is that it's in your astrological chart if you were born psychic with a strong sense, which is what I do. So if you want to get in touch offline, then you can. And my phone number is 201-934-8986. And Frank, you want to give yours again?
Mine is 973-882-7721.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out, Dennis. I hope
you're ready. Thank you very much.
Tracy. Tracy's here, and Tracy's birthday is December 7th, 1962. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Elizabeth and Frank.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from the greater Seattle area across the sound.
Oh, great. What's your question for Frank?
Well, I have not done any really big business negotiations in my life. And after having come up with a protocol to correct bone metabolism that also corrects cancer. I have an opportunity to work with some stem cell clinics in Florida, and they, I'm sorry about the background noise. Somebody just came in. So anyway, I have this opportunity to work with them, and they don't understand this therapy is new, and they don't really understand that it's treating the fundamental issues behind why people go to stem cell clinics for joints and bone loss. So I'm trying to figure out how to approach that, and if they're ready, and even if the world is ready for something very different, how do I figure that out?
Well, I listened to this doctor, and that's all I do. He's on. He lives in Long Island. I guess he's got a couple offices in Manhattan, and that's all he does is stem cell. So I think if it's possible to even talk to him, get your presentation.
I'm
opening up more, you know?
So you think that the world's kind of ready for a change?
It's always ready.
Tracy, I predict that we're going to have a medical intuitive in every doctor's office by the time we get to 2030. We aren't there yet, but many people are. Do you know who Barbara Brennan is?
Certainly I'm familiar with the name.
You need to Google her and read a little bit about the work she does, because she does wonderful work. And there's also wonderful work going on in Germany about this. And, of course, you have to handle the mental, emotional, along with the physical. You're absolutely right. I think you're going to be a forerunner. This is your year to really hook into something serious and follow it through. I wish you a lot of luck.
Well, thank you. Thank y'all both.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
And I would, like I said, I would work on your presentation, you know,
because the hardest thing
with anybody, inventors and everything, is sometimes they do it themselves and they don't come across right and they're not going to listen to you. But you got something very good that's you can present. So I'd work on it.
And who is that doctor in Rhode Island?
I you know what? I cannot think of. I think he goes on Saturday morning, and it's 77.
Call Frank offline, and he'll be able to look it up in the meantime.
Okay, I can probably find it, but thank you both so much.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Frederica.
Hey there, I'm calling from Honolulu, Hawaii. How are you all?
Oh, boy, Haleakala.
Aloha.
That's nice.
Aloha from beautiful Hawaii.
Do you want us to call you Ricky?
Call me either one. Ricky's my nickname.
Hey, your birthday's Friday, March
31st, 1951.
What's your question for Frank?
Are you doing readings, Frank, or are you just doing psychic intuitive responses?
We're doing...
I do psychic readings. I'm also a medium.
Okay, my question is simple. It's simple.
Okay.
I'm an Aries, so I'm a straight-to-the-point person. I lost my job last year, and I'm looking for new work. I'm highly, highly qualified, but as you can tell from my... I mean this respectfully to myself, but I'm not 20 years old anymore, so... I'm competing with, you know, a lot of people half my age. So my question is, what do you see for my employment/career outlook? Because I really do need and want to go back to work full time in some meaningful work.
And what type of work do you do?
I am looking. I have a pretty extensive background and lots of credentials and certifications in human resources management and organizational executive coaching, and I even have a clinical background. I'm very skilled. Mm. I'm overqualified for a lot of jobs I'm applying for, to be honest.
Well, I'm
what
I'm picking up, I'm just picking up this psychically. okay? I like the end of April for you. And
that'll work for me.
Yeah, but by the end of April, there'll actually be two positions. So your credentials are going to come across pretty good, and I don't feel a problem. I feel like the second one is probably the best interview you're going to have, and that's the best potential. But there'll definitely be two opportunities for you.
And I agree, Frederica, but I want to say one thing to you. This is going to lead to you going into your own business and something totally new for you.
I had my own business full-time years ago, so I know what that's like, and I'm not averse to it. But I need to go back to work to pay the bills, if you know what I mean. And actually, my long-term goal is to go back into my own business again.
Good luck to you, and thank you for calling Let's Find Out.
Yeah, this is an interesting show. How long does it last, an hour?
Yes.
Yes, try. We have to take a break in a minute. We have one more, Frank. We have Ellen, and Ellen is June 8th, 1943. Hello, Ellen.
Hello.
How are you? Where are you calling from?
Virginia Beach.
Oh, neat. I wish I was there. The Edgar Cayce Clinic is there. Do you have a question for Frank?
I do. I was asked to go to Kona. There are some people I know at work. I don't know if it's a good idea because my age and so that's kind of my question.
I can't get, you seem to be breaking up. Could you?
Yeah, you need to say that again. You have the hiccups.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have been asked to move to come. Can you hear me? I'm
yeah.
going to need that for my own voice. So, I've been asked to go to Sedona for just a short while to see if I could help out some friends I have there. I don't know if I can afford to, and I don't know if it's a good idea at my age to entertain that thought.
Are you going to get paid?
No, it's a sort of a charity organization.
Well, that's up to you. I would meditate on it.
I don't get a good feeling about it.
I don't either.
Okay.
You know, and
they want you to help them, but they don't want to pay you, and they have to pay you because you're coming so far. It isn't right for you not to get something. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, and I felt you should be looking closer around.
Okay.
I'm sure you can hook up. There's so many people that are into it. And I don't know. I've been out in Sedona. I imagine years ago it used to be pretty good. But it's not a there's too many people moved there and disturbed the energy.
I call it being defiled. Sedona's
yeah.
been defiled.
Yeah. Yep. So I feel better. That. I feel better for you in your own area.
I'd rather be in Florida, but...
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have a start with something, and I think that it's going to be probably by the end of June that you'll be settled in something, and there's so many things that you can do and so many things you can volunteer for. Do not put your home and your financial situation in danger, Ellen. It's that simple.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the advice you can get.
We have to take a break, and then we're going to be back. I know we have other people hanging on the line. Here we go into station break for Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, and we'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip, my stargazing report for this week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing Week of March 26th through April 2nd, 2017. There are two sign changes this week as we enter into the month of April. The fire element is very strong now, Aries and Sagittarius, and that means that we are all busy, busy, busy with our passions and our creativity. There is a heavy action emphasis and not the energy to sit quietly and meditate. It's time to shake off the winter blahs, prepare your garden, and think about spring. Do anything you can to move your body. The new moon is in Aries on Monday the 27th, and this opens the week with an excitement and drive as powerful as the first day of spring. The only real caution is not to allow that excessive fire energy to get caught up in shiny daydreams that can lead to a string of half-finished projects. If you're planning to begin something new for this year, this is the time to begin, before Mercury turns retrograde on the 9th. Remember, the new moon in Aries begins the new astrology year. So it's almost like Happy New Year, everybody. It's time to get busy. It is time to explore new opportunities and have the courage to try out new activities and meet new people. Ambitious Mars is now moving towards alignment with dwarf planet Ceres. She was the goddess who was a healer and brought the harvest to market. So let's do a bit of business together, healer goddess. Use this time at the end of March going into April to put energy into new business projects or activities that produce tangible results. Since this combination is also making harmony to transforming Pluto, it is important to stand quietly by in your power and not play second fiddle to anyone. Wednesday, March 29th brings inspiration and professionalism to any project. It's a great day for business launch or to share ideas for future projects. You can use Wednesday to communicate where your boundaries are as well. Thursday the 30th has Jupiter squaring Pluto. These two planets have been dancing together for a couple of months. Things can get a little complicated, which may bring you to an important legal decision or create a moral dilemma. There will be a return to these same issues in August at the eclipse, as well as another Jupiter-Pluto square. On Sunday, April 2nd, Venus backs out of Aries into Pisces. This can bring a sigh of relief as we feel the masculine pressure of Aries easing off from the inner turmoil that's been going on since mid-February. Venus continues moving retrograde until the 15th, but moving into compassionate Pisces can bring forth a new vision. There's an overlap here as Mercury turns retrograde on April 9th through May 3rd. It will be a changeable spring, adding lots of twists and turns and surprises, without a doubt. So as we welcome April at the end of this week, be sure to roll up your sleeves and get busy as you move toward your personal success. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce on bbsradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2017. Thank you for your consideration. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I wanted to give you an awareness about my winter and spring calendar. for 2017 because we have some wonderful opportunities for education and learning coming up. First of all is my first real spiritual chakras workshop. This is an introduction class as well as an experiential class. The weekend is planned for February 25th and 26th in Doylestown, Pennsylvania at the James Laura House. This is also considered a spiritual intensive because you will learn a lot about how to access the fifth dimension. And if you're serious about creating change, living in your true place in the universe, and working with your spiritual gifts that are your birthright, then this is the workshop for you. Through deep meditation, you will begin the journey and open your first spiritual chakra, the eighth chakra. This is very exciting, very thrilling, and very, very new. So we will all be working on them together. And it promises to be a heartwarming, growing, and wonderful spiritual experience. The next date is the weekend of March 11th and 12th, 2017. This is a holistic and psychic fair done for charity from the community of Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And of course, the charities are our local charities. We have been supporting this fair and donating to our local charities for the last 10 years. It's always well attended, and there's lots of information. We have body workers, we have psychic readers, we have wonderful information booths with all kinds of things to look at and peruse. Come and join us for lunch. The lunch is $7, the entrance fee is $5, and it's truly a wonderful day event. You can create your own spa day with body work, having a reading, and hearing a lecture at your own convenience. Make it a spa day and bring your girlfriend. We'll have a great time. If you want to be a participant in this fair and sign up for a booth or a table, call Elizabeth. The number is 215-996-0646. For further information, you can go to the website new-visions.com and go under Calendar of Events. Everything is listed there for you. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I have just completed my new book, Unlimited Realities. I have completed Unlimited Realities, which is my life story, on the eve of me entering my golden years. It's a memoir. It's the life of a gifted seer and healer. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of the saving of my soul as well as my life. Grammy Hempel was a fourth-generation shaman born on a small Indian tribe in the state of Maine. During that precious time, I learned so much. Grammy taught me integrity of the heart. There, in the Mink Hills of New Hampshire, I received my first nurturing. I felt the touch of God's love, the glory of the animals, nature, clean air and water, honesty, integrity, and most of all, self-responsibility. I came to see that the mark of true wisdom is twofold. First, it encompasses every aspect of our being, body, mind, and spirit. Second, it touches our personal lives as well as our relationships with family, community, and the world. This book, Unlimited Realities, a memoir, is a page-turner. There are many, many spiritual stories over my lifetime, and I'd like to share them with you. Most of them are very uplifting, and they may show you how you yourself have your own psychic sensitivities to create your own unlimited reality. I would love you to read it and share to see how spirit works through the unfoldment of every day of our life. Unlimited Realities can be purchased at my website, www.new-visions.com, and after March 1st, it can be purchased on Amazon.com as well. Pick it up. You won't be able to put it down.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest Come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside. Something like a first light is bursting inside. Suddenly I know that you can't ever hide from me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. Oh, who got my breath going right from the start? Of your time, unless I spread my arms wide, how will I know your heart is with mine, unless I feel you so deep?
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was William Vitale singing my favorite song that he ever wrote. It's called You Are Everywhere, and it's perfect for the new moon tomorrow and everybody going into spring, and we're all on God's planet rolling around the sun in the galaxy, and I love that song. Tonight, my guest is Frank St. James, and we're giving mini readings on the phone. Remember, Let's Find Out is a show for you. The number to call to ask a question is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. And this has been an exciting week for me as we go into the end of March, because I'm writing the book Unlimited Realities that's getting now prepared to go to print. And we just signed a contract to put it into a movie, which should be out by Christmas. Wouldn't that be something? I'm very excited, and when I get more details, I'll certainly tell you about it. Hello, Frank, and welcome back to Let's Find Out.
Hello, Elizabeth.
I know we have somebody that's been holding on very graciously. His name is Ihim, and he was born on November 20th, 1939. Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you? Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
What's your question for Frank?
I want to know if I'm going to be moving to Washington State with my son and his girlfriend.
And I feel you are. Is this something that, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's, you know, you're going right away. Who's going first, anyway?
Well, I'm not quite sure if we're all going together or I will follow shortly thereafter, sometime within the next year.
Okay, because, I feel like all the schedule and your preparation and everything should be done by October of this year. So you'll know. And probably sometime around February would be the move.
Okay. And will I be happy there?
I feel so because, you know, you're with your family. And I think you need a new environment, too. You know,
I think it's very uplifting for you, Ahim. And I also think that if you're with your son, that that's what's going to make you happy because you're at the age where you really appreciate family and your son and everything else. So it will be different and you'll have to adjust to it. So have some patience. But in the end, you will find peace. And that's important.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out.
My pleasure.
Now, Frank, I know you have a story you want to share with our audience tonight. It's a very special story. You said your heart was touched when you went to Boston to a wedding this week. What happened?
Yes, my stepson, who passed away about 6 years ago, his stepson just got married, and struck me, and believe me, it struck my heart, was they mentioned the people that couldn't be there, including my stepson, who I was very close with, and he was very close with his stepson. And there was a piece on the back of one of the envelopes that struck me and my wife, and I'd like to read that to you.
Oh, please
and
do.
There are people that come into lives and leave just as quickly, and then some that stay for a while and leave footprints on your hearts that can never be washed away by waves. And I thought that was very, you know.
Oh, I think it's beautiful. And so many people nowadays have trouble getting to a wedding. Sometimes you have to travel pretty far. Sometimes you just can't afford it. But they want to be there. So that's very tender and very beautiful. And I'm sure that people that want to get to weddings and can't be there, I'm sure their hearts are always with the couple getting married on that day. So that was lovely. Thank you for sharing that with us. Let's go into some predictions, Frank. We've got Venus and Mercury retrograde. What do you see coming up before this big eclipse in August?
I still feel changes. Of course, Venus is values, too.
Yes.
And in the stock market is actual money being changed. And I used to be a commodities trading advisor and I did financial astrology. I feel, you know, we've seen the stock market go crazy and way over. And, if his proposals keep getting knocked down, we're going to see the market go the other way for a while. And also people are, they seem to be in flux and their values, people's values, they don't seem to know what to do at this point. I don't know how you feel about that, but
I'm going to tell you what I think, and I'm really concerned. When we have an administration where there's so much fake news and there is so much, and you start having mistrust in your government, you have chaos. You have civil war. And I think that we are being divided. It makes me very sad. The best thing to probably do with this new way of being is to just be patient with it and let it settle in, because we certainly are having our old ways broken up, and that's what Pluto in Capricorn does. So now we have to reestablish new ways, and it takes time. What do you think, Frank?
I think they're going to have to because of the technology and big corporations like Sears and Macy's getting out of the malls and 140 stores, 150. We got so many of the big corporations that are getting out of that there's
It's because jobs, they have
jobs. Jobs are definitely going to change, and it's going to have. It's sure. almost like a revolution as far as the jobs go, because it's got to be. It's such a big change. People are, you know, they're on their phones.
Well, you know what? It's funny, Frank. People study for something that you, the grandfather and great grandfather, has studied for, and that job no longer exists. So what are they right. going to do? We have to adapt to the new technology. More and more things are coming online. We even have drones replacing people. There's got to be other jobs that will be invented with the technology coming, and the medical research is going to be wonderful, by the way. So with all of these changes, we have to adapt and just look at a different angle. When people call me about jobs, my first question is, what else are you looking at? Well, I've done this my whole life. Well, maybe you have, but there's other talents that we all have, Frank, and sometimes we have to dig down and find it, don't you think?
At this point, you're going to have to, and you're going to have to open up your mind, and you can't be, like you said, those jobs are disappearing, and, you know, I hear it all the time. I've been there for 25 years, and it's yep. gone, and I don't know what to do. Well, you know, I remember back in 1970, around that point, when they started to get rid of people that had been in the company for a long time. And they were basically, they were around 50 or around that age. And then those people just got together and they went out and they exercised. They looked at forming their own companies. They got back, you know, they tried different things that they've been wanted to do, you know. So
sure, and greater talents come in, and sometimes greater work that can help the society. So we have to stick together. We have to know what's going on in our community and do as much as we can in the community, as well as keep ourselves in balance. So many people now are going into their own jobs on the computer. They're doing all kinds of different things, and they're helping the elderly. They're going out and helping with the animals, or they're helping with some kind of food growth. I know we have here in Pennsylvania, we have community gardens, and we have people watch that. So it's all new stuff. It's not putting concrete on walls or maybe changing a tire at a gas station. We have new things coming. And the trains are going to come back again, right, Frank?
I think the train, well, after the Second World War, I forget his name, but we were talking about having them. I know they have them in Europe, but we were talking about, you know, using magnetic energy, and so the train would float above it, and they were putting tubes, yeah. and you can go across the country in 3 hours.
They do
with
that,
them, but they never built them. But it looks like they're gonna.
They built them at Disney World. The hover trains, like they have a hovercraft in England. They have the hover trains, right. and they never did. They were supposed to do. That's what was supposed to go around the airport way when yeah. we had to do all that walking. Remember? Now they have the yeah. trains that take you to the different. So we just have to flow with it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was talking to a friend of mine who lost his house and had to rebuild it, and the shingles now have solar panels built into it, rather than have those big sheets of solar panel on the roof. They're built into
neat.
The shingles now. So
that's neat. But then you have to. That's great. I think that we have all kinds of new things. I'm excited about the medical research because I heard something. I heard yeah. that there has been something passed through either our president or Congress that is going to allow for the patents that have been blocked to come through. And over the next 3 years, we should have terrific, terrific technology changes. And this will affect multiple sclerosis, yeah. it'll affect Parkinson's, it'll affect sugar diabetes and muscular dystrophy. So I'm excited. I'd like to see that come out.
Well, I saw about a month ago, they were showing the technology that they had developed. They had developed a form of glasses for the blind that I guess they use the radar, and they'll tell them what the objects are in front of them and how many feet away and everything else. So
that's neat.
And they can do anything they want now with that, with
that's
the technology.
That's a fabulous breakthrough, Frank.
Yeah.
It's better to worry about this kind of technology and helping our fellow man than it is to worry about whether some planet is going to hit us in the sky, don't you think?
Right.
Let's put our energy where it needs to be.
That's the problem. There's too much information coming in, and it's hard to it does rattle people that this is going to happen. Somebody said this is coming here. It just missed another one. Just missed us, or something. You know.
But
you can't worry about that. There
but
are things that.
True anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying this is called fake news, and it's been going on a long time in the world of paranormal, I guess. Anyway, Frank, it's been wonderful having you. I'm so glad that you're on once a month, and you're going to be back with us at the end of April. I'm very excited about that and looking forward to it. Is there anything else you'd like to say about what's coming?
I just feel that I would like to, and everybody I talk to, try to pull back and do a little more calmness. Don't get so upset at things. That's all part of that fake news that's been upsetting people and keeping people off balance. We've been here for over 200 years. We're going to be probably here for another 200 years. This country is going to stay together. And so we've always been able to come through.
Yeah, we had to adjust the shock of what's happening, but it's all going to be, it's all good, as they say. Thank you, Frank, for coming. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we're going to have Louisa Reger as our guest. She's a wonderful healer. She's one of the top healers in the world. She now resides in Italy, but she was here in the States for 7 years, and I enjoyed getting to know her very well. We're going to do a show on healing. So if you have any healing problems or any healing questions, next week, we'll talk to Louisa. Now it's time to get ready for our meditation. And tonight, the meditation is flowing into the oneness. So get ready, sit in your chair, both feet flat on the floor, legs on cross, and let's have the meditation. Thank you for listening and good night. And now it's time to prepare for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Sit with both feet flat on the floor. Have your spine straight. You can hold your circuits, your thumb and your index finger on each hand with open palms. And you can lay down on the bed if you wish, as long as you're comfortable with your spine straight. Close your eyes. We're going to go into the oneness. The oneness that I call God, whose presence I have recognized, whose pleasure or displeasure I have sought, has been seeing his life through my eyes. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. God hears through my ears. His breath comes through my breathing. His intuition I have felt. Therefore, I know. I know that this body, which I had thought to be my own, is really a temple to God. I did not realize this before. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I am one with the universe. All of my DNA is in alignment with the divine. I walk with the breath of God. I talk with the breath of God. I feel with a sense of God's presence. Therefore, I dwell in love, peace, and harmony. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I did not know that this body was a shrine to God. Not knowing that God experiences life through mankind. One is always seeking God somewhere else, in some person or energy, any kind of a diversion you can think of that is apart and aloof from this world. Oh, but the secret is, all the time, God is within oneself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Your entire life lies behind you. When you stop and review the past, you see the learning and the joys. And you remember the bittersweet victories and sorrows. You know now that all experiences have revealed great lessons to you. And you are held in the moment when you realize that living the past is what it took to bring you here. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Observe it all, bless it all, everything you've experienced in life, every person you've ever met, every experience you've ever had. Bless it all and release it. For in letting go of the pain, when releasing your fears, perhaps through salty tears, you are healing the feelings of failure, rejection, and betrayal. Release it all now. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Once free of this, you can reclaim your true power. With truth and love buried deep within your heart, step through that gateway now. See yourself going into the bright amber light of the gateway. Step through it. And be thankful to fate for bringing you here in this place where you are at this moment. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I want to say thank you to Spirit for all of your goodness and all of your care. There are some who will call it energy, and there are some who will call it prayer. But you know what? There is something to this spiritual force. It's reverent, peaceful, and freeing to know that the journey of the soul that you are making is for me as well as for you. This is what creates the oneness. Embrace it, enliven it, and enjoy it. And remember, live only for that which brings you fulfillment. Cast aside anything else. Live only for that which brings you fulfillment, because God is within yourself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now allow yourself to go deeply into silence and enjoy the music.
Thank you.